In those days, a decree went out. That's the way our story begins. In those days, a decree went out. This decree is not good news. It is a threatening proclamation from the tyrannical ruler of the Roman Empire, Emperor Augustus. But the people are used to this. Their daily routine consists of rude interruptions by the powers that be. That's what happens in an occupied land, a land of revolutionaries and conquering armies, the land of Palestine. In those days, most people try to keep a low profile and have little reason for hope. Fear and violence rule the land. Oppressed citizens and refugees are shoved around by the whims of the powerful. The emperor makes a decree, and then throngs of pilgrims, including Joseph and Mary, all head to their ancestral towns to be counted. Hope does not travel with them. But then, just then, comes a subtle turning point. All of a sudden, those days become this day. The past becomes a future-filled presence. A future-filled present. Despair becomes hope. Then this happens with no fanfare, no big announcement, just a simple birth. A young traveler named Mary gives birth in Bethlehem, wraps the newborn in bands of cloths, and tucks the child into a bed of straw. We don't even hear his name yet. Did you notice that? He is simply the child, lying in a feed trough. There is no room in the inn for this family in those days. But this simple story is a persistent one. On this day, the past loses its fearsome grip. The power of those days will fall. For on this day, an angel of the Lord announces God's good news. God, not the emperor, is speaking now. This news comes to lowly shepherds out in the fields, keeping their flocks safe from the dangers of the night. And what does the angel say to them? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Well, this is something new. They are used to the emperor's message. He who says, be afraid, be very afraid. But that fearful message is a thing of the past. For on this day, a Savior is born, the Messiah, the Lord. Well, the problem is, you and I and the other citizens of this world get stuck in the past. We feel trapped in those days of fear, anxiety, and despair. We live as if the good news is held secure, kind of wrapped up and preserved in the amber of the past. We live as if the good news is something to be heard only on Christmas Eve and maybe Easter morning. Nice, beautiful stories, but nothing more. At the end of the Vietnam War, the journalist Bob Considine accompanied an infant Vietnamese orphan to the United States. Her new parents were waiting for her there. On the long flight home, he noticed that the baby's eyes often overflowed with tears. But what was strange is that she made no sound when she cried. Considine wondered why. The flight attendant said that she had seen many war orphans and that this soundless crying was normal. And then she added, the reason these children don't make any noise when they cry is because they learned a long time ago that nobody will come. You see, that's what happens in those days when fear and despair rule the land. But on this day, the new day, God does come. This child of Bethlehem named Jesus hears the soundless weeping, feels the hearts that are breaking, and comforts those who are despairing. Jesus gathers the orphan, the refugees, the lowliest of us all, into God's family. The angel says it this way, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The emperor of fear and despair, of death and doom, has been dethroned. A few years ago in Texas, children were gathered to rehearse their Christmas program, and the young girl who played Mary was responsible for tending to the Jesus doll that was lying in the manger. And when it came time for them to practice how Joseph and Mary and all the other children would leave the chancel, Mary had a problem. She couldn't decide if she should pick up the baby Jesus and carry him out, or just leave him there in the manger. For a moment, she stood by the manger and looked kind of confused. And then she started walking away with Joseph. But about halfway down the aisle, little Mary suddenly turned and ran back to the manger. She scooped up the baby Jesus and carried him out in her arms. She got it right, of course. She got it right. Jesus goes with us into each new day. He isn't left behind in Bethlehem like some old news. Jesus is with us and out ahead of us, birthing us into each new day. The writer Frederick Buechner says, the grace of God means something like this. Here, today, is your life. You might never have been, but you are, because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. Here, today, is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Nothing can ever separate us. It is for you I created the universe. I love you. On this holy night, we go out into the world to proclaim this love born in Bethlehem, to live it in the words we speak and the deeds we do. As the poet writes, when the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nation, to bring peace among all, to make music in the heart. And our song is this: good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Amen.